Hey, it's Anna. How are you? Honestly, the title of this video just sums up my life completely. And I wrote this video idea down a while ago, but it turns out that every time I try and film this bloody podcast, my daughter wakes up from a nap and I end up so stressed out because it's so hard to get a nap. So, this video topic is literally perfect. And it's something I'm so ready to talk about, and I've tried to film it 3 times now, and then every time she just wakes up from a nap. But we're gonna attempt it again because I want this to be a message to anyone that is struggling, and I am struggling myself. And for some reason, this blooming microphone keeps cutting out as well. So last time I recorded 8 minutes of an episode, and then I realized that only the first minute of it was actually picking up the audio, which is just so frustrating. So, and that was yesterday. So here we are today. I'm gonna keep checking my baby monitor to make sure that she has not woken up, and hopefully we can get through this episode. But if you'll notice, I'm actually videoing because I sent you guys a question on WhatsApp asking whether you preferred audio or video, and the majority of you said video. So I thought, let's just try it as a video format and see if this fucking thing will actually record my audio. But yeah, so we're here. We're gonna give a video a go again and just roll with it. But I want this, my eyes are itchy. I want this to be a message for anybody that is struggling, because life is bloody difficult, right? There's so much difficulty to it in so many areas and so many ways, and all of us go through our own struggles. We all have so many things that we need to juggle, from relationships to, our health and our bodies, our families, our work and money and survival, even working out and eating right and housework, and just so many things for us to navigate, and it can get so difficult. And I feel like so many of us go through this, but yet we can oftentimes feel really, really alone, even though so many people are struggling with similar things. But I just want to put this message out there to anyone that's struggling, to know that you don't need to fix it. You don't need to change it. You don't need to become something else. You don't need to adjust it in any way. You are okay being where you're at, even if you're struggling. It's okay to be in that struggle. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you bad or wrong, or like you've failed in any way. We're all struggling with something. We all go through things, and you are not alone. I am struggling in so many ways right now. So many of us are dealing with different things, and that is actually okay and not something that we need to change. And yeah, I just feel like this message is so needed because I keep struggling with my emotions and trying to regulate them, but we weren't actually taught with how to regulate our emotions. My mum wasn't taught, and her mum wasn't taught, and so on. All the way up the generational lines, I don't even know for how far or how long, but the majority of people were not taught how to regulate their nervous system. We weren't taught how to process our emotions, or the fact that it's even okay to feel our emotions. So many people block them out, and yeah, it's just such an overwhelming experience to be in. I feel like being here on earth and being human and feeling all of these different things, and then having to try and navigate your thoughts and block them out and not pay attention to or try and observe them, rather than buying into what they're saying and stuff. You're wanting to observe, but it can be so difficult to observe them. Even though you know you should be observing them, it can be so difficult to actually be conscious enough in each moment to come back to that observer perspective. And instead, that you can end up down a spiral with them, which happens to me all the time, especially when trying to be a mom and parent and stuff. I feel like that is the ultimate test for me at the minute, and all of my key big lessons are all firing at me at once, and I really hate it. I'm finding it so hard to navigate, and life will do that to you. But again, you can only you only get given what you can handle. So it's something that we can handle, but that doesn't mean it's easy, and whatever it is that you're going through, I'm sure it's very difficult. Like, genuinely, I am sure it is fucking hard, and it is hard for me. And so many lessons come to us and stuff when we're trying to navigate them, but that doesn't mean it's easy. And sometimes we don't even know what lesson it is, you know? There's so many times where I'm like, I get that this is teaching me patience, but I don't fucking well want to learn patience right now. Like, this is pissing me off. This is too difficult, you know? I just want this thing to work. I want her to go to sleep. Or I want my social media content to be how I want it to be. I don't want to have to keep readjusting it and it not working how I want it, you know? Like, the lessons can be teaching us so many things that sometimes we just don't actually want to learn it right now. Like, I'm not in the mood for this right now. Please, can you just work? Can we just have a bit of peace? Can things just go right for once? Can it just, there's an insect on me. Can it just unfold in the way that I need it to, please? Because this is real difficult, you know? And on that note, I'm even feeling to just check my microphone quickly, just in case it stopped, but we're all good. And she's not woken up, okay. Oh my God, the level of anxiety with things just not going the way I want them to go, like, and breathe. A lesson in control, yet again. It is so difficult. All of the lessons, all of the feels, it's all just getting thrown at me, and I'm just feeling so overwhelmed all the time. Like, I even had a therapy session last week, and I hadn't had one in quite a while, and I'm like, I need one right now because this is just so overwhelming. I don't know how to navigate all of these feelings and all of these life lessons that are coming up. And if you are in that same situation, I hear you. It is difficult to navigate our entire life, you know, the whole journey of it. And I do have to remind myself that it is a journey, but that doesn't make it any easier half the time because there's a lot of intensity, you know, like you can be learning a lesson around patience or around releasing control, like I am. And so many experiences will come up to help you learn that lesson, and it's not trying to punish you. Another mindset I need to shift is not trying to punish you. It's here as an opportunity for you to grow and for you to step into your power and for you to experience more joy and more peace and more love. But sometimes it can feel like life is just attacking you, like these lessons are just firing themselves at you, and it's just so overwhelming and so hard to navigate and hard to process the emotions that get triggered in those moments, you know. But like, it's not actually trying to punish you, it's trying to help, and it's trying to nurture you, and it's trying to give you, this is a quote that I love from Mariam Hasner, is that it's trying to give you all of the things that you say that you want. You know, like if you want more peace and you want more joy, then learning patience will definitely help you with that. You know, releasing control of your life will definitely bring you so much more peace. But our ego mind obviously doesn't realize this, and it wants to survive. So it wants to control all of the outcomes and make sure that everything's perfect so that we have no surprises and no unpredictability that's just going to fire things and jump at us. You know, like it wants things to be smooth and predictable and safe, but that is not Earth. That is not the human experience at all, because so much comes at us that we didn't expect, you know. And yeah, I mean, it's partly why the oracle cards that I'm currently working on are called indecision, because I feel like so many of us struggle with indecision and like trying to move forwards, trying to figure out what to do, what's the best thing. Like, it can be difficult, as well as all of the emotions that come up with that. It's like, it's just, can you tell I'm in so much overwhelm and have been in so much overwhelm since I had my daughter? But then when I really think about it, it's even before then, to be honest. I think I've always felt like this. I've always wanted to control my life. I've always been highly impatient, though I do have quite a few Aries placements. And yeah, I've always just wanted to like control the outcome and know exactly what's going to happen to make life easier for myself. But really, the actual like act of trying to control things is highly stressful. It's so like intense for your nervous system. Your adrenaline is constantly going. That is not peaceful whatsoever. So I do see how this is an opportunity for growth, and it is an incredible thing, but it's hard. It's difficult. So if you are struggling, I hear you, and we are in this together, but obviously, like, we're not physically in the same place, which is why I really want to build an online community where we can connect and talk about these things, because so many people are struggling. So many people are in survival mode, which is just really sad to see. But also, I know what that feels like and experience it myself, you know? So, yeah, this is the wonderful journey of life, and I hope that you're doing okay. Like, why is it starting to rain on me right now? What is happening? Oh my God. Trying to control things and it's not working. See what I mean? This is really hard because now I need to figure out another space to go and sit. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to wake my daughter up either. Fuck my life. And I don't want to speak negatively, but then a negative phrase comes right on out. But I'm aware of it. So that is like the first step. Oh my God, what is life? Like, it's just, I'm probably gonna have to go inside because I can feel it starting to rain. But yeah, another lesson on control. And I hope that you are starting to notice your life lessons too, because it's so important to pay attention to, but that does not mean it's easy at all. I think I'm gonna move. Let's just have a little quick maneuver. Okay, she's still asleep. Oh, again, let's just like reground, recenter for a second because oh my God, the overwhelm is real. Just making sure the microphone's working, like I feel so scattered, and I'm sure you can feel that, which is probably not nice and not fun, especially if you're quite empathic. So I apologize for that, and we're just gonna like reground for 1 second and come back into our body. Another thing that I always tend to do is go up in my mind and like wander and stuff. So I'm just gonna come back into this present moment, and then we can actually continue with this message. Otherwise, I'm just going to be all over the place. But yes, so if you are struggling, I am here with you, and I feel like just me even living this out on camera is probably more of a powerful way rather than me just sitting here rambling and like explaining it. At least you can actually see the struggle in real time. Apparently, that's why the universe wanted me to sit in the freaking rain to show you that every time I try to control something, it literally goes against me and it does not allow me to do that. So, yeah. Oh, the struggle is real, but we are all in this together because we all have our own things going on and our own circumstances and stuff that obviously make life a little bit difficult. But you are not alone, and I hope that you know that. Even if it's just me that you have, that is okay, and you can reach out to me on WhatsApp or in Telegram, our group chat. You can join there if you want to speak to other like-minded people, because I do feel like though so many people now are on the journey of like self-evaluation and self-discovery, because we've been in survival mode so long that it's just become a bit torturous. You know what I mean? Like, people are seeking answers and seeking like different ways of living and different ways of doing things because we can't continue on in those cycles anymore, you know? So it's quite a powerful time, to be fair, especially with the raise of consciousness here on Earth. Like, we are here for a divine mission, but that just, it doesn't mean that it's easy, of course. And you know, even when you know your purpose and you know what you want and you know what you're striving for, it can be really hard to like keep the vision and hold the faith and keep going, you know, because there's just so much here to navigate that makes it so difficult. So yeah, you're just not alone, and it's actually okay to be in the struggle. Like, I always would want to control it and try and force myself out of it, and like it felt like I would be stuck as well and like lost and stuff. But really, actually being in that stuckness and being in that resistance is how you release it, rather than trying to just snap out of it and let it go, you know? Like, it's actually okay to struggle. It's actually okay to be where you're at right now and to be in that struggle and to be trying to figure things out and just surrendering to the fact that you're fucking finding it hard. Do you know what I mean? That's something that I'm trying to do in my day-to-day life. Whenever a difficult moment happens, is be like, it's actually okay to be here right now. It's okay to find this difficult. I don't need to change it. Like, I don't need to snap out of it. I don't need to force it to go away. It's actually all right to be where I am, which I feel like for me especially is a really hard thing to accept. Like, I don't know about you. I'm sure for some people it'll be easier than others, but for me, I definitely find it hard to accept that, like, I don't need to snap out of this struggle because obviously it doesn't feel good. So we want to just get out of it and hurry up and let it all go, but you can't necessarily do that. Like, the way to make it leave is to accept it. And that's what I learned in my last therapy session is I've been resisting my life, to be honest, and resisting what's happening and stuff. And then that causes more suffering and more struggle, you know? So just being okay with where you're at. Hi, my peanut. And here comes another disruptor. My cat has come to see me. But yeah, it's actually okay to be where you're at. It's okay to be in the struggle. You're not alone in the struggle either, because so many people are in it, even if you don't know anyone that's struggling. Like, there's so many people in life that are, you know, and we're all trying our best. And I feel like that's the main thing. Like, the fact that you're even listening to a podcast like this shows that you're trying. Like, you're trying to figure it out, you know, you're trying to take care of yourself and trying to have more compassion for yourself. And that is a powerful, powerful thing. And okay, P, can you please get your tail out of the camera? That is a powerful, powerful thing, and we don't need to like punish ourselves or try and force things and try and make them change. Where you're at is actually okay, you know? But yeah, I hope that you're doing okay. I know life can just be a little bit difficult, but we're rolling with it, we're rolling with the lessons, and again, they are opportunities. So just trying to like shift the mindset to that has definitely been helpful, but it's still a process because it's not something that you're just going to switch overnight, you know. But you are not alone, and I hope that you know that you are not alone and that it's actually okay to be where you are and be in this struggle. Yeah, in this together. But yeah, I'm gonna leave this episode here. Thank you so much for watching. Definitely let me know if you actually prefer this video format or if you prefer audio. I would love to hear from you. You can WhatsApp me, Telegram, our group chat on Telegram, or you can DM me on Instagram as well. And yeah, definitely check out the description box below for links to everything about me, including my music. And I will speak to you in the next episode. I hope that you have the best week. Bye.